start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Broadcasting live from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, here is your host, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen, and this is episode 52. Wow, what a crazy ride. So let's kind of do the breakdown real quick. If we start doing the count, let's see, we average one episode a week in regards to the actual full version, and then we do a mini a week. So if we're at episode 52 of the one larger a week, that's it. That means we're at the 1 year mark. And boy, has it been a ride. Number one, let me start off by thanking you for listening to Safety FM. I will tell you, when I started this whole thing, I would have never assumed that so many people were interested in listening to the different things that are available about safety. It started off as one of those things that I just started doing it inside of a room inside of my house, and I really never thought that anybody would really care to listen what I had going on in regards of the safety world, quote unquote. And it's just been interesting because it has went from me recording on a phone, talking to someone, just recording the phone call, to doing this recording inside of a house, to now actually doing it inside of a studio. So it's been a whirlwind. And all I can say is thank you and thank you. And can I say that one more time? Thank you. So I really have appreciated you listening to Safety FM. I'll tell you, with the different people that we've had on, I've always been amazed the speakers or the guests that come on, better saying, and will actually spend some time with us here at Safety FM. But it's always been interesting just listening to the different aspects that they have about safety. Now, I'll tell you, I look at it and I go, it's been a whirlwind of different guests that have come on. And I know some people have always kind of looked at me and said, you're crazy about having certain people on that have had on, but that's perfectly fine. You know, whatever you want to think there. But think about it. We've had a lot of episodes of just me talking, and I'm sure that, you know, these are neither here nor there. But just look at some of the people that have come on. You've had Dr. Scotty Geller. We've had James Kendrick, Tim Ludwig, Dr. Todd Conklin, Steve Sisson, who essentially ended up joining Safety FM, and just a lot of different people in different realms and different things that they've looked at. I mean, you have like Bob Edwards, Mark Yeston, Ron Gant. I mean, that's just me just jumping around just some of the names. I mean, just think back about the episode with Joe Ballas just talking about sleep deprivation. So many different things that have been spoken about here at Safety FM that are dealing with different aspects of safety. And as I look at this whole thing and I go, I would have never imagined that a year later we would be having this conversation and going, things are going a lot further down the road than what I ever expected. I have a lot of interesting guests coming up over the next few weeks, and we'll discuss those as they are about to come about. But today, I really wanted to sit here and talk to you a little bit and give you some information on some things that are going to be changing at Safety FM. So as you were aware, for a period of time, I've been referencing that we have a streaming service, and a lot of people have asked me, well, how does the streaming service work? Where do I get it? So on. So right now, the way that it actually works is you have to go to safetyfm.com, and then you click on the listen live portion, and it allows you to listen to the streaming service. Well, a lot of people told me that they did not believe that that was convenient, and that they wanted it to be in an easier format, and that if it would be easier of actually having an application that did it. So you know me, I always like to take people's challenges and see what I can do with them. So here's what we decided to do. I reached out to a company and had them start working on some apps, and they were able to put the streaming service onto an app. So right now, if you go to safetyfm.com and you go to the top of our page, you will see the link for our new app for the radio streaming service. There is a version that is available for iOS or Apple. The other version that's available is for Google Play. So we do have it available for iOS and Google Play, or Android, however you want to look at it. So now we have the streaming service available to you. And it's been available all along, but now it's really available in a little bit more convenient fashion. And, you know, the app is a little bit different. I wanted to take a different approach. I didn't want to make it kind of a, we'll say a junky app, but I wanted to make sure that the app had the information of what you were listening to, who had actually been on, what were the things that were available. So if you go and play with the app a little bit, you'll see that there's a timer. It gives you the different links that are available and gives you just different aspects. So I sat there for a bit and I said, why don't we try to do something a little bit different with the app this time around, or this time in general, better saying. And what I decided to do was that what I'm going to run a little contest here at Safety FM. Yes, this will be our first contest for our 1 year mark. And what I would like for you to do, if all possible, of course, is of course come to the website, download the app, and take a look at what the app does. And then what I'm going to do in return is we're going to run a little contest. And the way that the contest is going to work is like this. If you go to safetyfm.com, download the app, and it's fully installed, what I want you to do is take a screenshot. So you'll take the screenshot of the actual app and then send it to me. Send it to me at jallen@safetyfm.com. And if you send it to me at safetyfm.com or jallen@safetyfm.com, better saying, what we're going to do is we're going to put you into a drawing. In this drawing, what we're going to do is give away up to 5 books. And these 5 books that we're going to give away, one person's not going to get all 5 books, so let me just specify on that. We're going to give away 5 different copies at random of Todd Conklin's new book, The Principles of Human Performance, a contemporary update of the building blocks of human performance for the new view of safety. And we'll go ahead and get those shipped out to you if you do win the drawing. So what would I'd like you to do, if you don't mind, take a picture or a screenshot, like I said, of you having the full app installed. 1 entry per email address, just in case also. And then what we'll do is at random, we will select 5 people and we will mail them the book directly. So that's kind of the big announcement that we had related to what's going on with the future of the radio station portion. And if you are part of our exclusive members list, you receive the information a little bit ahead of time on what exactly we were going to do. So we're going to run that contest until the 25th of February. And then we'll do the drawing on the 26th. So we'll be contacting the people that won on the 26th to get the books mailed out to them. The other portion about some changes coming up to Safety FM, you'll see right away. During the mailer that I sent out to the exclusive members list, I did reference that there would be some changes coming to the black and white label. So going forward, what is going to take place is this. The black label that you see related to Safety FM will be our normal episodes as we do now, where you have the long version and the short version on a weekly basis. But the white label will have a different reference now. And going forward with the white label, anytime that you see the white label out, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing Safety FM en Español. So yes, there will be a Spanish edition of Safety FM going forward. And really, it's going to be determined by the listeners. if that's going to be a weekly show, if it's going to be a bi-weekly show or a monthly show. I'll tell you, we had a lot of responses off the first one. And last week I had the opportunity of spending some time with Dr. Todd Conklin, and he really had referenced that the Spanish market is something that we probably need to be looking at. And that some of the reasoning on why we're going forward with this, besides that we had great response on the last episode that we did in Spanish. So Black Label will be your standard episodes that you have now. And then going forward, like I said, the White Label will be different in the Spanish aspect. So hopefully you will enjoy these changes coming up on Safety FM. Now, the other portion is, as you can tell, we've actually started having some other people come on to our Safety FM hosting platform, internet streaming. So if you take a listen right now, the way that it works is if you come on to Safety FM first thing in the morning, Eastern time, you'll have the opportunity of listening to some different shows that are available. So if you start off with us first thing, 6 o'clock in the morning, under our current setup, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., we have Dr. Todd Conklin with a pre-accident investigation. Now, what we have done is we've actually taken some episodes and we'll filter them through. So it's his podcast and it'll actually kind of go through some of the rotation. And then what you'll notice then is between 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we have Jill James with the Accidental Safety Pro. And then at 7 o'clock p.m. to 11 p.m., we have Dr. Tim Ludwig with insights into your safety culture. And then my show currently runs between 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. So that's your opportunity to listen to some different items there on Safety FM. If you go to safetyfm.com, like I said, the apps are available at the very top of the screen, or you could actually just click on the yellow banner at the very top, and that will allow you to listen to the streaming service live. Also, if you're on our Facebook, you have the opportunity of just going to the Facebook page on the left-hand side. Safety FM streaming live is available there, and you're able to click on it and it'll stream to you directly off of Facebook. So those are some changes that we have going on. The other thing is you're going to be hearing a lot from us going forward in regards of just some different changes, some add-ons. Also, we have a new podcast that we've recently released called Safety Talks with Steve Sisson. And Steve Sisson takes deep dives into the information related to safety products or even speaking with people from different organizations on what they have available. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to drop in with Steve and see what he has coming up.
Well, thank you, Jay. On the next episode of Safety Talks, we speak with Rich Shortall. He is with Drivers Alert and a fellow podcaster. A very good conversation, so please join in and we look forward to seeing you then. Back to you, Jay.
Thank you, Steve. As you can see, some exciting times coming up on Safety FM. We're really trying to grow the whole thing in regards of being the source of safety information that's available to you. We have reached out to several people in regards of actually being on to Safety FM. So this is going to be something that we're going to move forward with ongoing. It does not stop here. This is not one of these things where we're going to do it today and then it's gone tomorrow. We're going to want to continue moving forward. We want to be available for the safety professionals to have one-stop shop of what to listen to in regards of the realms of safety. And I'll put it to you this way. If you want to jump on and be on the Safety FM podcast or broadcast, reach out to us. Let's take a listen to what you have to say. I always love meeting new people in regards of having conversations about safety. The other thing that's come up quite a bit as of late is some people have been asking me about, do I go out into different organizations and have conversations, do keynotes and so on? I'll tell you, a lot of the information that I do is normally right here. But being is that a lot more people are addressing me in regards of going out, in regards of doing keynotes and speeches and conferences. Yes, I am available to do so. So you're more than welcome on reaching out to me at safetyfocusmoment.com. And that's safetyfocusmoment.com. The information is actually listed there. And yes, I do consulting through safetyfocusmoment.com or through Safety Focus Moment, wherever you want to call it. But it's just one of those things that, yes, it is available. We do things. I also do interact with other safety professionals throughout the world. Just really depending on what they have going on. And yes, what we like to do here at Safety FM is just really speak about a lot of things related to human and organizational performance, New View Safety, whatever you want to call it. Whatever that terminology that you're using, that's normally what we're speaking about. It's really about process improvement if you really look at the whole thing. I'll tell you, last week I had the great opportunity of going to the big discussion that was hosted by Todd Conklin and Shane Bush. It was very interesting, the amount of people that were at the conference in the regards of them having conversations of how they actually perceived human and organizational performance, or human performance, depending on who was speaking. And it was a room of a lot of people having a discussion on where this goes next. And I'll tell you, if you have the opportunity to go to one of these big discussion meetings that is being hosted by Dr. Todd Conklin, I would say go ahead and jump out there and get involved. Take a listen to what they have to say and where they're seeing this whole human performance thing going down. It's really driven more to the practitioner level. So they don't talk about the fundamentals. So this is brand new to you, not the conference to go to. But if this is something that your organization has already started going down the path and they already understand the fundamentals, absolutely go there, learn it, have the conversations. There's a lot of people in this profession that are seeing that this is the way safety needs to go. And just understand that at one point, you're going to have to look at it and go, yes, the aspects that they use for safety are different, but they should become more of the norm. And I know that that can become a whole other conversation, but I want you to take the opportunity and listen to some of the podcasts and broadcasts that are available here, especially if you're starting new down that journey of human and organizational performance. Anyways, that's all the excitement that I have going on for today. I am very excited that you're listening to Safety FM. Hopefully you'll come in, enter into the contest, like I said, about the actual app portion, and really start enjoying listening to the radio streaming service that we have available. And like I did say, the books that we will be giving away, that we'll be doing the drawing for, are The Principles of Human Performance, a contemporary update of the building blocks of human performance for the new view of safety. And that is the latest book by Dr. Todd Conklin. Anyways, I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/1. That's safetyfm.com/1. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.